Have you ever walked through a forest and felt an inexplicable sense of peace wash over you? There's a reason for that feeling. You're walking through one of Earth's most sophisticated communities. Beneath the forest floor lies an intricate social network where trees communicate, share resources, and care for one another through what scientists call the Wood Wide Web. This underground network of fungal connections links trees in a cooperative system that challenges our perception of plants as passive, solitary organisms. In the forest, trees operate more like a tight-knit family than individual competitors. When one tree produces sugar through photosynthesis, it shares some with struggling neighbors through their interconnected root systems. Mother trees recognize and nurture their offspring, sending them extra carbon and nutrients to help them survive. Even dying trees will pass their remaining resources to neighbors, a final act of generosity that ensures the community's survival. This mutual aid system creates resilience. By supporting each other, trees maintain a protective canopy, regulate their microclimate, often 10 degrees cooler than outside, and better withstand storms and disease. When humans interfere by removing certain trees, we break these vital connections, making the entire forest more vulnerable. Clear-cut areas can take centuries to rebuild these complex networks, if they ever fully recover at all. In our fast-paced world, trees operate on an almost alien timescale. A beech might live 400 years, while bristlecone pines survive for millennia, making human lifespans seem brief. This extended timeline gives trees a relationship with time built on patience rather than immediate results. Trees demonstrate this patience in reproduction. Many deciduous species coordinate massive seed production in massed years, occurring every few years. This synchronized effort overwhelms seed predators, ensuring some seeds survive to germinate. Trees communicate these plans through chemical signals, orchestrating a forest-wide strategy that unfolds over decades. The odds against a tree seed reaching maturity are astronomical. A beech might produce millions of nuts, yet statistically, only one will become a tree. This apparent wastefulness serves a purpose, feeding wildlife and enriching soil. Trees approach reproduction with patient faith in the future, a perspective we humans, focused on immediate results, might learn from. In natural forests, young trees grow under their elders' protective canopy, nature's education system. Forest saplings receive just enough filtered light to survive, not thrive. This enforced slow development builds resilience. Limited light prompts saplings to develop dense, high-quality wood resistant to disease. Their flexible trunks bend in storms while they establish strong roots and store reserves. Mother trees support offspring through underground fungal networks, nurturing them for decades in the understory. When an old tree falls, these patient saplings surge upward, using their strong foundations. This strategy of waiting for opportunity contradicts our desire for quick results, but produces the most resilient trees. In contrast, commercial forestry's fast-growing trees in full sun yield quicker timber, but weaker wood and shorter lifespans, highlighting the value of unhurried development and community support. Beneath the forest floor, trees and fungi maintain sophisticated trade networks evolved over millions of years. This partnership forms the backbone of forest communication and resource distribution. Fungal hyphae extend through soil like threads, connecting tree roots in vast networks. A single teaspoon of soil can contain miles of these connections. Fungi access tiny soil pores beyond tree roots' reach, extracting essential water and nutrients. Trees repay fungi with carbohydrates from photosynthesis, dedicating up to one-third of their sugar production to these fungal partners. Through these connections, trees exchange resources based on need. Those rich in phosphorus can trade with neighbors who have more nitrogen. Deciduous trees share sugar with evergreen firs in summer, receiving support in return during winter dormancy. This wood-wide web also transmits information, allowing trees to warn others of threats like insect attacks through fungal networks. This hidden economy shows that resilience comes from being part of a supportive network rather than standing alone. Like humans, trees show signs of aging through wrinkled bark, thinning foliage, and gnarled features. However, their value to the forest community increases with age as they accumulate resources over centuries. Old trees develop thicker bark for protection and adapt to reduced photosynthetic capacity by focusing on maintenance rather than vertical growth. Their primary role shifts to supporting the broader forest ecosystem. These ancient giants act as resource banks through extensive root systems that store and share nutrients. Their hollows provide shelter for wildlife, and even as standing dead trees, they create essential habitat for cavity nesting birds. When they fall, their decomposition nourishes future generations. Young trees growing from these remains thrive on this rich inheritance. The fallen trunk continues supporting forest life throughout its long decay. In natural forests, these elders are irreplaceable community pillars, offering lessons about the value of aging and accumulated wisdom in both forest and human societies. Trees actively create and modify their environment, functioning as sophisticated climate control systems. Through transpiration, they release water vapor through their leaves. A mature beech tree can release up to 130 gallons on a hot summer day. Multiplied across thousands of trees, forests become massive humidifiers that create clouds and rainfall patterns hundreds of miles inland. Trees also release compounds that facilitate cloud formation. These aerosols reflect sunlight back into space, cooling the forest below. The canopy maintains a stable microclimate, keeping temperatures 10 to 15 degrees cooler in summer while retaining heat in winter, protecting soil organisms and seedlings. Step from an open field into a forest on a hot day, and you'll feel this engineering at work, cool, humid air that demonstrates the forest's ability to create its own weather. For all their resilience, forests face severe threats from human activities. Commercial logging, land clearing, and climate change are rapidly transforming ecosystems. Traditional forestry practices ignore trees' interconnected nature, with clear-cutting destroying centuries-old communities and selective logging damaging underground networks. Climate change intensifies these challenges. Rising temperatures stress trees beyond their evolved conditions, and while trees can migrate through seeds over generations, today's rapid climate shifts outpace their adaptation, especially in fragmented habitats. Solutions are emerging through continuous cover forestry, which maintains canopy and social connections while allowing selective harvest. European forest preserves and indigenous communities, with their proven sustainable practices, demonstrate effective conservation approaches. Individual actions, from choosing sustainable wood products to reducing paper use, contribute to forest protection. Most importantly, spending time in forests creates personal connections that inspire conservation. The hidden life of trees offers a model for sustainable existence based on community and long-term thinking.